This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Matt Nesto. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said he'll intervene anywhere to protect ethnic Russians from persecutions, just like in Ukraine. Which begs the question, what about Latvia? The tiny Baltic state has a large, disgruntled Russian-speaking minority. They complain that their language rights have been restricted. From the Latvian capital of Riga, Stephen Beard reports.
Latvia has more than 500,000 Russians, a third of the population. Many, like lawyer and activist Elizabeth Krivtskova, are disaffected.
As the Russian speakers, we are not welcomed, we are not wanted in this country.
She says they face restrictions on using their language in business and public life. They can't get citizenship unless they speak Latvian. 300,000 are non-citizens.
I have born in this country. It's my country, but I'm treated as a foreigner here, and that is not acceptable for me.
The Kremlin's been stoking up the discontent, beaming TV channels like this one into Latvia. Political scientist Simona Gerbo says they're the main source of news for many of Latvia's Russian speakers.
They don't listen to Latvian news, so they have no idea sometimes what is going on in Latvian politics, but they follow closely everything that is going on in Russia.
And from Russia comes this message: you're oppressed and persecuted living in the West. The propaganda seems to be having an effect. At this recent demonstration, a Russian-speaking woman called the arrival of NATO forces in Latvia an occupation. The authorities here say the Kremlin funded the protest. I put that to the organizer, Josef Korens.
It's not true.
You don't take any money at all from the Russian Federation?
You can check my pockets.
He denies that Latvia's Russian speakers are seeking separation.
No, absolutely no.
And economist Morten Hansen agrees.
They have incomes that are doing, in most cases, better than in Russia, unless you're an oligarch, of course. And therefore, there are not really that many reasons for wishing that you had something from Russia here.
In the end, he says, money talks in a language everyone understands. In Riga, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.